with one of the newly acquired Thunderbolts, Carcy Walker. Carcy, so how did you find out about the trade to Windy City and how'd it go down?
So I signed with Quebec. I was driving the next morning, got just outside of Toronto, and got a nice call that I got traded a day after I signed to Windy City. So happy to be here.
When you found out the details that you're going to be working under Jared Ray and Richie Sexton and co, and it's a really good opportunity for you, how are the emotions?
It's a lot to take in, especially after just signing and kind of going through the process of like, hey, I'm moving to Canada, which is like a completely like foreign space to me. Getting to be a little close to home, like my parents live 2 hours away from here. Being close to home and being with this kind of coaching staff and this kind of team, it's just something really exciting to be a part of.
Love the name Carcy. Do we have a reasoning behind that?
It's a family name. So it was my grandpa's middle name before he passed, and it was also my cousin's middle name before he passed. And so it just kind of got passed on when I was a kid.
All right. So if the folks like me who haven't seen you before, what do we need to know about the pitcher, Carcy Walker?
I'm just very competitive. I hate losing more than I love winning. And I will go out there and you're going to get 100% of me all the time.
All right. Is there any way we can get a scouting report by chance? What do we expect?
Low 90s fastball, very heavy on sliders, very much changeup guy. A lot of props to Jared over the last few days, really developing like my changeup and getting it back to where it was before. So really excited about that going into this week after being kind of moved around and finally getting a start again about a week later.
Awesome. And what do you think your most, I'd say, first profound baseball memory was as a kid?
Profound? Trying to think. As like a kid, probably just like my first experience with travel ball, like going from like Little League and like All-Star games, like and finally getting to that point and then taking that next step, because travel ball was a lot different when I was a kid and it was very, very select. Like if you weren't playing in high school, you weren't gonna make like a high school team or like a travel ball team for like high school age kids. So I think kind of taking that next step and really seeing what like the future of baseball could possibly hold was really exciting.
Lastly, Carcy, where are you from and who is the biggest baseball influence in your life?
So I'm from Saugatuck, Michigan. It's a small town just like outside of Holland, Grand Rapids area. Biggest baseball influence, I'm still going to go with my dad. My dad's been my coach since I was able to walk, and I owe everything to him at this point in my career. So that's probably my biggest influence.
All right. Welcome to the Bolts. Appreciate the time. Go get them.
Thank you. Happy to be here.